This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we are speaking with Mr. Arif Razvi, the co-founder and president of Hello Alvin. Hello Alvin is a healthcare network providing consumers and their families direct access to quality care via mobile devices, including smartphones, tablets, and computers. Mr. Razvi, good morning and welcome to eHealth Radio.
Good morning, Eric, and thanks for having me.
Hey, you're welcome. Our pleasure. So tell us, what is Hello Alvin and how does it work? Get into some of those details, if you would.
You bet. So Hello Alvin is a nationwide, like you said, direct-to-consumer telehealth service. It allows anyone in America, regardless of their insurance status, to access medical care from the comfort of their home, their office, or really wherever they are or travel, using just their smartphone, tablet, or computer. We provide 24/7 access to doctors and nurses either by phone, email, or through our partnership with Teladoc for a live virtual consult with more than 3,000 U.S. board-certified state-licensed doctors who can diagnose, treat, and prescribe medication if needed for a wide range of sort of routine minor illnesses. For non-urgent medical issues, you can call a registered nurse 24/7 for a bilingual conversation. You can use our system to get medical questions answered by emailing a doctor, a pediatrician, dentist, pharmacist, ophthalmologist, and more. And then finally, if you are feeling sick and feel like you may need some medication, you can request that live doctor consult. And within 10 minutes, a doctor will call you back or video chat you back, make a diagnosis right over the phone in English and Spanish, and prescribe medication if it's medically needed. It's kind of like a urgent care, but on your phone.
And you got to love that. That's awesome. Now, explain to the listeners what telehealth is and how it is making a dent in modern healthcare.
It's a good question. And telehealth has been around, and it's a pretty broad term, but it's been around for quite some time. It's sometimes also referred to as telemedicine. In essence, it's really just various ways of providing healthcare or health education or other medical-related services using the existing devices that we already have in our hands, like our computers or cell phones. Telehealth is, think about it, telehealth has actually been around for as long as there's been phones. My dad was actually a physician, and he used to talk to his patients and prescribe medication or refills while he was at home after hours for those patients. But it's really taken off since the advent of the smartphone, and smartphones have become, of course, more prevalent in our lives, in our daily lives. And then telehealth as a business has really been taking off as a result of that, because people find by utilizing these technologies like smartphones and tablets and computers to get care, there's a real cost savings, a convenience factor, and real value in getting these types of care remotely versus, traveling to a physician to for a minor cough or cold. And if you think about a family, these savings can really add up if you're talking about multiple visits per year per child. Doctor visits, urgent cares, and ERs are pretty expensive propositions for a lot of people, especially those who either don't have insurance or are on a high deductible health plan. So having access to care 24/7 from wherever they are becomes a real benefit to them.
Also, how can Hello Alvin be beneficial with the impending repeal of the ACA? Get into that a little bit, if you would.
It's a fair question, because we actually get that a lot. There's still 30 million Americans who don't have health insurance. They're what's called the uninsured. There's even twice that number that are on high deductible health plans, meaning a portion of their health is covered by their out-of-pocket expense. Getting care and reducing costs are kind of really important going forward. In regardless of what happens with the Affordable Care Act, whether it's in place, stays in place, or whether it goes away, there's still a tremendous number of people who are on ACA plans. In fact, 64% of Americans who are on ACA plans actually avoided needed care because they couldn't afford that out-of-pocket portion, the deductible portion of their plan. And that's something that we wanted to solve. And if you couple that fact with the fact that the average waiting time to get in to see a family physician in America is now over 24 days, it becomes more appealing to find alternate solutions to getting so this routine care, you know, the cough, the cold, the flu, the upper respiratory. If the ACA is repealed, you know, we're going to find more individuals will find it difficult to get the care that they or their families need for these routine illnesses. So we want to help people, you know, get access to quality, affordable care when your urgent care or the emergency room or the doctor office visit doesn't make sense.
And a fine explanation there today. We are with Mr. Arif Razvi, the co-founder and president of Hello Alvin, a healthcare network providing consumers and their families direct access to quality care via mobile devices, including smartphones, tablets, and computers here on eHealth Radio's healthcare technology and telehealth channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. Now, Mr. Razvi, what are the costs associated with this service?
Good question. We priced it pretty affordably because we knew that many of our audience would, are in that either underinsured or uninsured market. And so we offer our service as a subscription service. It's an annual fee, and it costs $100 per family to access the platform. And that includes access to all three of our services, our 24-hour nurse line, our email specialist service, which actually costs nothing more to use. You can use that as much as you want for that $100 per year. And then the live doctor consult, should you need one, is just an additional $45 that's paid at the time that you have the consult and the interaction with the doctor. And that's a flat rate, $45, no matter how long it takes for the doctor to diagnose and treat your illness. Now, the good news is that 92% of those virtual visits by a doctor have their issues resolved on the first call. So no need for a follow-up visit or call or sending the patient to another, you know, to a facility or something. And then we'll be launching early next year, we'll be launching a monthly subscription plan too, which comes with a lower doctor visit copay. But $100 per year per family seems pretty reasonable for us and for many of our patients.
Lastly, what are the advantages of having a mobile consult rather than going into the doctor's office? Certainly like to hear your input on this.
Yeah, telehealth isn't going to solve every medical issue, right? So we help educate our client base on, you know, when telehealth makes sense, when telehealth doesn't make sense. But in short, you know, time, convenience, and saving money for those acute minor illnesses. It's really about not having to fit when you're sick and you get a flu and laying in bed or on the couch, not having to get to go anywhere to get the care that you need. And the convenience of being able to do that 24/7, doctor's offices aren't open all the time. Urgent cares aren't open 24/7 in many cases. And the ER can be pretty expensive if you have to make that visit for a minor illness. So there's a huge advantage to having that mobile consult. Listen, we don't advocate telehealth for every medical condition. There are clearly times when an in-person visit is more suitable. And telehealth, of course, doesn't address anybody's emergency situations. But at the end of the day, the majority of what we get each year are just those routine illnesses. And we're excited to see more people get access to care in America, which in the end kind of makes us all feel better.
Well, Mr. Razvi, I tell you, I think it's awesome what you're doing in the space, and we can't thank you enough for introducing Hello Alvin and its options here to the audience. Where can listeners get all the details and be in contact as needed?
Yeah, thanks, Eric, and you can log into helloalvin.com for more information and to sign up.
And it can't get any easier than that. Again, Mr. Razvi, a pleasure to have had you today on eHealth Radio. Have a great day.
Thank you, sir.
We have been speaking with Mr. Arif Razvi, the co-founder and president of Hello Alvin, a healthcare network, providing consumers and their families a direct access to quality care via mobile devices, including smartphones, tablets, and computers. And for all the details, visit HelloAlvin.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, We invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.